Wow.
Wow, it's 8 o'clock. I actually started on time. It's a miracle. Well, hello, everybody. Good afternoon, good evening, and good night. How's everybody? It is Wednesday, January the 28th, 2026, getting towards the end of the month. And here we are on the Fakeologist Show, and it's a beautiful world.
It's a beautiful world we live in.
That music is the theme song that Fake Nukes Phil chose all the way back. So I figured I'll keep playing it. We haven't asked Jim what his favorite music is, but Phil did start the show back in the day. But so we give him the default. So how are you guys? Let's start with Phil this time. Phil, how are you tonight?
Doing great. Yeah. Glad to be here again.
All right. Jim, how are you?
I'm doing just fine with all the problems we're having here, but we seem to be surviving.
Did you? Well, what? I'm a couple days behind. Do you have power?
Yeah, we got power now, but again, we lost our power. We lost our We didn't get the gas for the propane. We lost our water. We lost our internet.
Did you get the gas, though?
No, not yet, no.
Well, you didn't get
but
the gas.
But the power came on. If the power comes on, you don't need the gas.
No, I got it, but you just, I figured you get the gas by now.
No, they say we're in the queue. They're supposed to be delivering it, and that's been like 3 days, 4 days, you know?
Wow. Yeah, luckily I'm hooked up to the natural gas line here, so I don't have to worry about running out unless the entire grid of gas goes down. Yeah. But that almost seemed like a dangerous situation for you.
Well, it would have been bad because if the gas ran out, we had no electricity, then it was like us living, you know, in a shed. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, you could have driven a hotel though. I sent you a message saying I think
we would have if we had to, but a little by little started piecing together and you know, the last thing we overcame was our internet. I haven't had internet all day.
I got it. So I was wondering, where do all those Holocaust alerts go if you're not receiving them?
I know it. Well, I haven't seen them. So I don't know.
I'm kidding. I know they go somewhere, but Jim is not receiving them. So they're piling up
in your inbox.
His inbox is backed up. So. How's the power out there in California?
Oh yeah, it was like 75 degrees here today, or so Celsius.
Brother.
I think that's it's warm.
That's sick! Wow, that's great. Well, I don't know. I think I might have to move. I say that every winter though, because we're in the super deep freeze here in Toronto. It has not gone above, not even close to freezing, in a week. So we're deep. This is global warming inverted on steroids.
Yeah, I think I saw you on the news I saw Toronto look pretty bad.
We have one of these weather events every few years. And let me just see what the chill map is here in the United States and Canada here. See if I can find it here. The chill map. Is this it here? Let's see. Yeah, it's pretty damn cold. I think this is the current chill map right now.
Oh, okay.
And you can see that. Yeah, you're in California, so you're in the 60s. And Jim is in East Texas, so he's in the 40s. And we're in the zeros.
Yeah.
Look at that purple, huh? That purple is super cold.
Yeah, the purple doesn't look fun.
Purple is no good. But even South Florida looks like it's cold, 62.
Yep.
That's where I figure I might go one day, but soon, it's coming.
It's right. Too humid in Florida.
Well, not in January.
No, not in January.
No, I wouldn't live there. I couldn't stay there. I would just rent a place for a few months just to get out of this, just to try and thaw out a bit. But yeah, still says American engineering keeping Canada warm. I don't think so.
Yeah,
not work.
Purple says different.
No, there's, you know, the weather to me hasn't changed in ever since I've been alive. It gets hot, it gets cold.
Yeah.
And nobody was keeping track of the exact numbers. I would say no one had weather on their mind all day long back in the day. No one even talked about it. It was just weather. But now it's just this fear mongering talking point. It's crazy. What do you guys think?
Well, it's being manipulated somehow.
Well, manipulated in the media, but
well, no, it's being manipulated. Look at they have basically what do you call it? Weather control patents. Yeah. They have patents on weather control.
But do you really, you know, Jim, you're giving them the power of God to manipulate the entire continent? I mean, come on, what kind of energy would that take?
Let's think this through here. You know,
I mean, look how much power it costs to heat your car. When I heat, like, I have a thing on my hybrid. When I heat my car with the electric heater, it's 7,000 watts. Now, if you're trying to heat California, what kind of machine would you need to do that artificially? Let's think this through here. It would be 7 Google million watts. What energy would, what could do that? Nothing on earth that I've ever heard of.
It'd be 6 million watts.
It'd be 666 million watts. Yeah. You know. Like, where would you get, what kind of machine could do that? I mean, this is godlike powers to humans? No, I don't buy it.
Something is happening with it. Okay, it's not normal. What happened to us this week is not normal.
No,
okay?
but it's not man-made. See, we got guys that believe in man-made climate change, and they're trying to kill everyone by preventing us from burning fossil fuels, as they call them. So you're giving these men the idea that they can that they can change the weather.
Like, I'm just saying, they're doing something that is beyond our pay grade. We don't know anything about it, but they're doing something. Okay, this weather is not normal weather. Okay, just let you know, it's just not normal. Okay, even down here, the other day, you should have seen in my backyard. It was all frozen over. Every tree was frozen with ice.
No,
it looked like I was in Russia.
Yeah. I saw. We have ice storms here. They happen every 20 years. Yeah. I remember that. I remember guys helping out other people that their power went down because the ice knocks down trees. That knocks down the above ground wires. It's pretty simple, but I don't think anyone is doing that to anybody. That's just called weather.
Our government.
Okay. You think the government? You're giving the government so much credit, Diane. They are just amazing what they can do.
No, I think that the scientists that they got in Operation, what was that called? The German scientists.
Paperclip.
Paperclip.
Yeah, I think that they have an intel that was taken and now it's being applied. What I'm saying, I'm going to be sending you an article that we received dealing with this very subject. Just submit it for your approval. That's all.
Okay. Well, again, do you believe that man is okay? The official story out of England, the people that run this world, they say that we are creating greenhouse gases by burning fossil fuels. So they're saying that the CO2, which I don't really believe in, is heating up the earth by creating a greenhouse effect, so we're just drowning in our own exhaust.
I don't buy that. That's all bullshit. That's all bullshit.
I agree. So because again, they're saying that man has the power to change this world, so we can't live in it, so we have to kill ourselves. That's basically the narrative. So you're
I don't have an answer. What can I tell you? I just know that when you look at the sun, when I was young, okay, when I was a kid, the sun was orange. It's now white. You can't even look at it. It's white. Okay, so there's something going on. I mean, I remember, like I said, it was, you looked at the sun, you could look at it. Okay. It didn't burn your eyes out.
I never looked at the sun.
Well, I'm just saying, I did when I was a kid.
It didn't seem like a great idea.
I've seen pictures from NASA. It's a burning fireball.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's got NASA says it's got little spots on it going around, and it's a big ball. That's what NASA says.
Well, whatever.
Okay. Anyway, I just don't believe that. Phil, do you think that someone in government, which is another fiction, do you think somebody on the 14th floor of some building in Virginia is, or in the Pentagon, is changing the weather so Jim is without power for a week?
Well, I don't. Here, where in my neck of the woods, it's been the same since I was a kid. That first video that's on my channel, that's we're celebrating the 40th anniversary of the Challenger disaster. And remember, that was on January 28th of 1986. And it had
I remember where I was. So, yeah.
Yeah. And they told us it had gotten so cold the night before, just like it is now. Really? Remember, this was Florida. And it's not supposed to get that cold in Florida. And they told us that it froze the O-ring.
Screwed up the O-ring. Yeah, the O-ring. Yeah. The O-ring. Yes. Does everyone remember the O-ring? By the way, what is the significance of O, the letter O and the O-ring? Everyone was saying O-ring in the whole world.
Yes.
Is there something, is that O?
Yeah, that's what it looked like.
I know, but there's got to be something.
No, that's just what it looked like.
No, I know that, but they could have, I think they also talked about a spring-loaded bolt or something as well that failed. They could have picked any part of the space shuttle to say that failed to crash the vehicle. So must be something about the O-ring. There must be something Mystery Babylon about that.
Well, yeah, probably could be. All I know is that Judy Resnick was teaching a law class at Yale in 2015. And so somehow Judy Resnick stepped off that rocket and the other six died. Or actually, I think Rob McNair and Akin Azusa, the Japanese guy, I think they both lived too. So, yeah, the other four died. And they stepped off without getting scathed. But...
Okay, what's this video here? Let's see. Okay, who's this?
This is Krista McCullough's mother, and she was telling 60 Minutes how she knew the rocket was going to explode before it happened. Well, it's like, well, of course you knew it was going to explode before it happened.
Well, you wouldn't get upset when your daughter is supposedly being killed.
Foreign said that we're launching no matter what tomorrow.
No matter what?
Yeah, she said we've had the word.
That's Krista McCullough there. See that?
What's that? Say that again.
Yeah, see the girl standing in front of the parents?
Yeah, this
people
one.
People say that's Krista McCullough.
It sure looks like her.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me zoom in on that for the people here.
Her husband, Ed, and Krista's son's third grade class.
Now, is it going to be too hard for you to tell us about the launch?
Wait, what have they got in her eyes? She's got all glassy eyes there. Did you notice that? Seeing her, it looks like they put some stuff in her eyes right now.
It could be she's zoning out because she's remembering her Eastern Star oath. Because I think, isn't that what women in the Freemasonry are called? So she's remembering her oath right now. And so
you are so off about Freemasons. Everything has to do with Freemasons. You put your video up, okay, about Germa, and he had an orange shirt on, and it had to do with the Freemasons.
33. Hold on a sec. Let's
yeah.
There really isn't too much to say about it, except that, you know, everyone saw what happened.
Yeah, but on the tape.
Yeah, everyone saw. This is we hear this all the time. Everyone saw it, so it must be true. Everybody saw it.
Yeah, that's what they're saying this week about Alex Preti.
Everyone saw it.
Everybody saw Alex Preti get shot. It's like, I didn't see Alex Preti get shot. I saw a really lame video with some bad actors, and I didn't see any blood whatsoever. I didn't see anybody get shot. But there,
you start sobbing.
Oh,
before anything happened. Did you have a premonition?
Perhaps that's what you would call it. I did. I really, and I'm not like that. I didn't quite understand.
You're right. That is Krista McAuliffe. Is that her daughter?
I think they're saying that that's her sister, but it looks just like her.
No, so this is the McAuliffe lady. This,
yeah, this kids, is the mother.
Kids do look alike.
And she's got her hand on the shoulder. Okay.
Understand what was wrong with me. And my husband had said, maybe that was why, he had said, you know, if I could, I'd go and take her off of that.
Right before it went up?
Before it went up, before the countdown. And I said, well, she wouldn't come.
When you look at the tape, it looks as though you see it happen before it happens almost. You remember?
Oh, I remember very clearly. The thing is that you do realize it, but you don't want to accept it. You know, something like that.
She started crying before it blew up. So she missed her cue.
Say that? Yeah. What do you mean? Say that again.
Yeah, so
she missed her cue on what?
Well, she's talking. Who is that? Diane Sawyer? Or I'm not
sure. That's Leslie Stahl.
Leslie Stahl. Okay.
Yeah.
So she's questioning her, like, why did you have a premonition? And and she why did you start crying before it exploded? And she's saying, well, maybe I had a premonition, but it's actually because she missed her cue, because she was supposed to start crying after it blew up, you know.
All right. Oh, I see. Let's see that.
Very clearly, the thing is that you do realize it, but
I got to take a hold on a second.
You don't want to accept it.
This is the you see this symbolism here where one goes one way and one goes the other way. There's some kind of symbolism in this split.
Oh, no. Freemasoning.
No. Yeah, well, the Freemasons are all about the two towers, or the two pillars.
Yes, yes. No, this is deliberate. This bifurcation, I guess, as you might call it.
You know, something like that. You're thinking of all these things. No, it isn't. Something else is going on. They'll be all right, you know. But you do realize it.
NASA said at the time that the astronauts died instantly, but there's speculation that that's not the case.
Yes, and we didn't know how true those words were at the time. Yeah, there is speculation that's not the case.
Look at the cloud pattern that they fly. Yeah. I don't know what it means, but it must
chemtrails.
Yeah, chemtrails.
Scobie, that we filed a Freedom of Information request for the black box cockpit recordings, but were turned down.
We've been trying to get information about what might have been on the little black boxes. And 10 years later...
Have these black boxes ever given any info on any plane crash ever?
No.
And I don't even think the black boxes are black, actually.
They're orange.
No. They're orange. So what is the significance of these words? Because words have meaning. So obviously it's as in... it's secret information and you can't know about it. That's right. What it means to me.
Yeah.
These guys are just...
We still can't get the information because I think there is so much concern about you and the other families.
I appreciate that.
You do?
Yes.
You don't want to know.
Let's remember, these people are liars. Liars, lie.
Well, just like the 9/11 family, right?
Yes, I hope they know what's coming next in the next life for them.
Yeah.
Is what they're doing is it's just despicable. Mm-hmm. They do it with a smile on their face.
And so this is why it's important. And this is why, you know, in my other video with Germar, because I caught Germar on Instagram.
Okay, we're going to watch that next. We're going to watch.
Okay.
We're going to go on to the Germar bashing that... I can't understand why in hell Phil would go after Germa.
I don't know.
Phil has a mat on for Germa for some reason.
That'll be in the next half hour. Hold on a second. Phil's reminding me there's an anniversary. And I knew it was a cold day in hell when this happened.
Yeah.
I didn't realize it was today.
In South Florida. And so it's been cold in South Florida this time of year for...
Yes, it is.
At least 40 years now.
Yeah, it's always cold. They can lose crops at this time of year. They're prepared for that. They have ways. So there's only so much you can do if it's an orange orchard. You can't exactly cover it in a in a greenhouse overnight, but yeah, they have some ways, but it happens every now and then that they lose crops when there's a frost. It happens.
It's too hard.
Not only for our children who are growing up, but now we have grandchildren who are just being introduced to this.
Are you bitter? Are you angry at NASA? Are you?
No, I've never been. I don't think I've ever really felt bitter. It was a loss, and it was something we couldn't do anything about, and it had happened. And
well, I have here excerpts from a diary that your husband kept in a journal.
Right.
He said, she did not die for NASA.
Wait a minute, she's got orange on. Yeah. She's a Freemason. Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
Holy mackerel, Frill, she's a Freemason.
Well, yeah.
Died because of NASA and its egos, marginal decisions, ignorance, and irresponsibility. NASA betrayed 7 fine people who deserve to live. That is pretty tough.
Well, okay, it is, but you also have to think that that's a father.
Yes.
Saying this, and it is strong, but that's how he did feel.
Oh, brother. Okay, that's a good
Krista
find.
Krista called though. Us the night before.
Yeah, you know, yeah.
But that's a good find that this person here, look at little,
yeah.
Little laugh.
Yeah, that looks like.
Actually, I like this. I like this as a screenshot better. That is definitely Krista McAuliffe.
Yeah.
So that is in your face. I know siblings can look like each other, but come on, that's her. This is more in your face kind of psyopery, if you ask me.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good find.
Psyopery.
Psyopery, yeah. Psysloppery.
Psyslop.
But that's a good one. So is anyone remembering this day in the media? Is this because
they were having a whole bunch of 40th anniversary remembrances on Instagram. And so I was scrolling, they were giving these interviews from the day after. And so I found this one. And I thought it was interesting that she had a premonition that it would blow up beforehand.
I had a vision.
It's like, of course,
isn't that a song?
Yeah.
What's her name? What's her name? Whitney Houston. Yeah, Whitney.
Well, just like Ava Hart had a premonition. Her mother had a premonition that the Titanic would sink. It's like, of course you had a premonition the Titanic would sink. And remember that Ava Hart was a famous survivor that would do interviews all over the place for years and years. And I criticized Ava Hart on one of the threads, and I just got attacked by these women. How dare you attack Ava Hart? She survived the Titanic. I said, no, she's lying to you. And so, you know, the people have and that's the thing. They deify these survivors, and what we turn them into deities, and it's like worshiping a false deity. And that's exactly what it is. That's why I say it's a satanic agenda. It's they get us to worship these false gods. And we don't realize that we worship them. It's like most people don't realize that they worship JFK until somebody like me comes along and says that JFK faked his death. And then I just get all the vitriol, and they just come down on me.
You're not the only one. This is a good, yeah. There are many people that are doing, are saying this. So here it is here, the 40th anniversary, lingering guilt and lessons learned. Now, the only other thing I wanted to bring up on this topic is they say that this came up on a podcast I listened to today with some normie left wingers. Are they saying a Canadian is going up in the next flight where they're going to boomerang around the moon? So they're not going to land on it. They're going to zing around and come on back. But they were lamenting that nobody cares. No young people talk about it. And I was saying back to them on the radio that nobody believes these clowns anymore. I think the gig is up. No. And the gig was up in 1986 as well. And they needed this big event to try and bring people back into the belief that there is such a thing as space travel. Okay, I think, and I think it did work for a while, but anyway,
Diane wants to make a comment.
I just have something to say. These
Diane over here,
primitive space demonstrations of slingshotting around the moon is so low tech when you compare it to Men in Black and Star Wars and Star Trek, and all these kids are saying, yeah, whatever. You know, the special effects on those can't even compare to the ones that have already been done. And so, you know, there's no impression. There's no, wow, we're really going to the moon. Didn't have the same impact as it did, or slingshotting around it. We don't have that. And so keep bringing the movies out. You know, Peter Jackson and Steven Spielberg, and that completely decimates NASA's program and ability to impress.
Yeah.
So you're saying that NASA can't keep up with Hollywood?
They need to incorporate Hollywood if they're going to gain their credibility.
They already do, Diane.
I agree with you on that. And I there's been speculation that they're not showing any more footage, really, of the the fake station, as we like to call it, because Hollywood is gone so far past them.
And
they're not using it. So it would be, it would be even harder to believe. And I think, so I think the last space movie I watched was the one where they, what was it with George Clooney? And
Sandra Bullock, Gravity.
Because the special effects were really quite good in that movie. Mm-hmm. And I think they were way past whatever NASA was showing. So I think it created a bit of a problem for NASA, that if they're going to create these really high quality fakery scenes in the movies, but NASA isn't even coming close. So their stuff is just going to be found out. It's just going to be too obvious at that point. I don't know what you think of that theory.
Yeah. Well, I respond to those links, and I say, because people are saying that there's nobody excited about the Artemis launch. And I go in and I say, I'm excited because I want to see how fake it is compared to the 1972 version. Because I know they're not going to be able to match, you know, the video to the analog video of 1972. It's going to be too CGI. We're not going to see the same backdrop. We're not going to see the same glow from the moon. You know, the moon should be shining like a bright light. But in 1969, it was very dull and gray. And it's like, well, that doesn't make sense, because the full moon is very bright. And
usually. Hey, Lucas is in the chat. He wants to tell us. He sent me this link over here of, where is it here? Is it this link here? No, it's not that link. Hold on. He sent me a link about the crash in Maine that we talked about on the show a couple of days ago. This one here. Delay evidently exceeded anti-ice limit in Challenger crash. So this is a Challenger, I guess it's a business jet, that crashed on the way from Bangor, Maine to France a few days ago. So, and guess what runway it crashed on? Can you guess?
Number 33.
You got that right. Runway 33. Now, I know that that's a common number, because if you know how they number runways, I believe it's 33 is 330 degrees facing. So that's not that big of a deal, although maybe that is the only runway in Bangor, but it's still 33. So they do throw these things in to challenge you. And there's other numerology, and the recorded temperature was 3 degrees.
Okay.
Who else gives you the third degree, huh?
That, yes.
That's actually where that comes from, too, is Freemasonry, right? The third degree.
Freemasonry. Oh, okay. Hey, hi, Lucas. And
hey, how's it going?
Here's a number. Here's your numerology. 630. 6 and 3 is 9. And here's
all nonsense. Nine.
No, but this is part of the coding. I know it. To me, it's nonsense, too. But to them, it means something. And altitude of 600 feet. Like every number lines almost every, or maybe every number does line up all the time. So Lucas, you're saying this is to reinforce the Challenger thing, 40th anniversary, which you didn't even.
I didn't realize it was the actual anniversary. So that's why when you guys brought that up, I remembered Osmond brought that up on Monday. So yeah. I thought that was kind of interesting. I didn't realize that the date was the same, you know?
Yeah, well, it's the 28th, and so I, Yeah, I didn't realize it until Instagram reminded me. And it's not a date that I keep in mind. You know, people got to remind me of it.
But the point is, the PSYOP industrial complex creates stories to reinforce other stories to
memory. Yeah, it's totally like a prequel or a sequel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, it's just to remind you and to trigger your memory. Now, this is not a memory for anyone, obviously, under, I would say, 50 at this point.
Yeah. But
those baby boomers, that's still their largest audience to this day, I would say. So they're the ones that these stories are for. I don't know if any of these stories work on Gen Xers or millennials or...
They don't work on me.
Gen Alpha. Well, yeah, you're one of those special boomers, though, right? Special boomer.
Something very creepy and ritualistic, though, about all the NASA stuff. Like, didn't Reagan give some kind of weird coded speech after the Challenger explosion?
Yeah, he gave several that were very popular. He said that when we all last saw them before they touched the face of God or whatever. And that is a throwback to the Tower of Babel, because that's why they were building the Tower of Babel, is to touch the face of God. But Reagan said a lot of creepy things that we didn't realize were so creepy until later. And he premonitioned the Ford's Theater 9 days before his shooting, before John Hinckley shot James Brady. And he said, me and James Brady, we're on our way to Ford's Theater. And he said that 9 days before it happened. So that was a throwback to the Lincoln assassination, because every president since Abraham Lincoln knows that that was a fake assassination. And every president. And that includes JFK. And that's why there's so many similarities between JFK and Lincoln. Mm-hmm. And so every president knows that those shootings are fake.
All right.
Can I say one more thing?
Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, Jim, I know you're kind of laughing off the Masonic stuff, but I mean, of course, NASA, you know, tons of Freemasons in there, like open Freemasons. But I think you would find this interesting. I know, Tim, you had a guy, maybe he's from your Discord, on Zarian, I think his name was. And he was talking about one of their missions. I think they're sending a satellite or something into space. And the name was Zohar, which is like the Jewish Kabbalistic text, you know.
Okay.
And that's where that 6 million number originally comes from, the Zohar. So,
okay.
You know, I know, Jim, I know you're kind of waving that stuff off, but I might not fully understand it, but there's some kind of weird symbolic esoteric stuff going on with it.
Okay.
No, I agree with you. I'm not, and this isn't to say any one group or they're running the world, but these guys, it is their religion, whether they be Jews or Christians. This Kabbalah is its own religion.
Kabbalah is demonic, so you have to expect that, okay? So anytime you talk about them, it's demonic. So I can agree with what goes on with the Kabbalah.
Okay. Well, there's a lot of people that buy into it. It incorporates androgyny. It incorporates so many things. It's not just one thing.
Yeah.
I don't pretend to understand it either, but it is being flaunted in front of us in the media all the time. All right, let's get to this. Now, I haven't watched your video, and I know this is a very controversial subject with Jim. So you have something here. Should we watch a bit of it, or do you
want to? I don't think watching the video is going to help you any, because Phil really didn't say anything special except mock Gurma. Okay, that's all he did, is mock them. He talked about his putting that the zero there or whatever like that was Freemason, and he talked about his arm and shirt being, come on, Phil, really? Gurma being a Freemason, he got the shirt when he was in prison. I mean, he was on the show. Okay, so that's a shirt.
He got that shirt when he was in prison?
No. I thought he was talking something else. So, no.
I thought prison garb was usually orange, you know, when they do the...
Well, that's the point. If he got it from prison, orange is their color, right? I don't know.
Well, yeah, I've never been to prison, so I don't know what they wear today.
Well, you guys don't believe in prison, so what are you going to do? You know, you don't believe Grandma went to prison. You
know, I believe in prison. I believe prison is for poor people. I believe they go to prison every day. If you can't afford to get bailed out, you're going to prison. I mean, that's a whole thing. But you know, I question a lot of the people I used to like in the COVID days that were being arrested for their COVID protests or going into a drugstore without a mask. I did question some of those characters, and I liked a lot of them. And some of their stories were really, really off the wall. And that got me scratching my head about some of these characters. So my skepticism spreads to anyone and anyone that puts themselves out there over and over again. So anyway, Phil, what do you want to say on this topic here?
Just that the person who uploaded, first of all, he said that he's it's illegal in 21 countries to watch this video, the full video. So now,
When is that? What law is that?
Like, Phil, I know Phil, you're responding to Jake Shields. Who gives a shit about Jake Shields?
Well, who is he? Who is
Jake? Jake Shields is you can click on the Instagram link. Yeah, that one. And
like,
so
who cares about Jake Shields?
No, but who is he?
Oh, is it not coming in?
No, who is he? I can play.
Jake Shields is like this. Yeah, here's his channel. And so he posted this 90-second video of Germar saying that this is he can only legally show you 90 seconds of it.
Not only with people killing them,
yeah,
but it reacts also with the masonry of the buildings where this is happening.
Turning it blue.
Yeah, so if there is no coating on the walls that prevents the gas from seeping into the walls, it reacts with the rust, iron oxide, with the rust in the wall and turns it into a blue pigment. Dactylon P is originally an insecticide.
This is the Fight Back podcast this is from. Is that right?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, because he's a old UFC fighter or something.
Oh, okay.
And so he does, yeah, he's
another
got a
Joe Rogan type.
He's got a substantial amount of followers.
Okay.
And
that in and of itself makes you suspicious when someone is on a major podcast. Yes. And just so everyone knows.
What are you suspicious of?
This is not a major podcast right here, just so everyone knows. We only have a couple hundred people now.
No, but what is your suspicion? What do you suspect?
Anyone that's promoted by a major figure it's suspicious.
Okay, hold on for a minute. Listen. There were times I was on podcasts in Framingham. I was on TV stations with 50 million viewers. So is there a problem with me? 50
million viewers?
Yeah, wow. 50 million viewers.
Channel? Wait.
On Brazilian TV. So am I tied in with the system because I was on TV?
I don't know. I'd have to look into whatever.
Well, no, but that's what you're saying, right?
I don't think you're a house. No, I said you're. Anyone that's in major, being promoted by some of the major, what they call influencers today, is suspicious.
Of what?
Of being promoted for a reason.
No, okay, what's the reason?
Well, maybe it's to mislead. That's usually what it is. What do you think, Phil?
Mislead what?
Are you calling Jim a liar?
What's he misleading?
No one.
Phil is doing more misleading than Germa. Okay, Phil wants you to think that Grandma is not a good guy. He's a Freemason or whatever the hell he is. I mean, really? Come on.
Okay, let's keep watching.
Has been around since the 1920s and is used to kill fleas, lice, rats, mice, any kind of vermin, basically. Those chambers that were using the Zyklon B for its original purpose of killing lice and fleas.
Yeah.
They are vectors for diseases like typhus and fleas, of course. It's the plague is the most important. The German authorities were actually afraid that the plague may break out.
They're shaving their heads and everything.
Right. Because lice lay their eggs into the hair, and you can kill the lice relatively easily, but the nits and the eggs, they are glued to the hair, and the only way of getting rid of those is basically by shaving. So all inmates had to shave.
All right.
So what's the problem with that?
What's the significance? Well,
because that was the only 60 seconds that he could show us that would keep people from going to prison. That's what he said in the comments.
Bill, why are you wasting your time with Jake Shields?
Well,
he has nothing. Germa has nothing to do with Jake Shields. He was on his show. Jake Shields is making a stupid thing about this. Your beef is with Jake Shields, not Germa.
Well, yeah, I called out Jake Shields and I gave the link to his channel so that people could
Your reason for doing this is not right. You're doing this to make Germa look bad.
Well, I found it interesting that was the only clip that would be allowed on Instagram was the one that he's wearing
orange shirt. Why do you give a shit about Instagram?
Yeah. That's his domain. Phil lives on Instagram.
Well, no, but Phil, you're wasting your time with this stuff.
The only platforms that allow Germar is Rumble and BitChute. That's what he said.
Okay,
so I found that strange. And
Slick Rick says anyone who's entitled to airtime would be controlled off.
Oh, come on. What's he controlling? Okay, look, Slick Rick, what's the
control? Control the narrative. Control the narrative.
Okay, yeah. Okay, what's the narrative?
Bear Pickle just got here. Is Jim already riding Phil? Yes, he is. Riding him like
of course I'm riding Phil. This video on your site, my site, you're getting reamed up the ass on this thing.
Okay, let's
They're going
let's,
nuts on you. There's a guy on my site that is going berserk on you. You're a nutcase.
What does that mean? That means Phil might be over the target.
Oh, yeah, right. You should read the guy's post. This guy, I never seen anybody write so much against Phil. I'm not against Phil.
I'm getting some crap here. It says, I started this whole thing with a blanket disgracing of many revisionist truthers and patriots about 4 months ago. I don't think I started it.
Well, whatever. Okay. The whole point is,
I'm a half Jew according to IH567.
There's people that don't like you. They don't like Phil. Like me. All right. That's the way it is. What are you going to do?
Sean Coleman says, did he borrow that shirt from Monica? She dressed in orange for that embarrassing I'm sorry, mom vid.
Oh, here we go with Monica. Now you're going to say Monica's a liar, right? Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah, she lied. Well, she lies. She just like Germa. He lies too. You know, people that I know and I trust lie to me. They're just lying to me.
It's a rare, very murky waters. And
Phil, let me tell you something. I like you, but you are making yourself look like a nut by the things you're saying, like against Germa. Of all the people that come against Germa. The guy that stands for the truth and he's doing a hell of a good work getting the revisionist message out there.
Okay,
you're coming against him.
Cloverfield said, this is really getting boring. So basically you, just like Jim, Monica, Germar, Alfred, who in fairness has to remain silent so as to not completely give up the gig, Brian Rue, Jeff Schaefer, continue with your collective bullshit line that somehow magically the people questioning the off-the-wall version of events presented in first-person accounts only have an onus to prove that the people who haven't proven they were in Germany at the time stated, let alone incarcerated there, weren't in prison. You see the nonsense of your bullshit position yet, fucknut? Sorry, this isn't me speaking. The burden of proof is always on those making the claim. Prove the claim or simply F off with your watery bullshite. Prove the claim. Otherwise, it's all a holla hoax from Cloverfield. So there you go. So it's not up to Phil.
Germar claims that he was in prison for 4 years. I mean, that's a really long time. And
yeah, it was.
And so the only stories that he has, he doesn't have names of other inmates, except that he took a shower with Ernst Sundell. That's one of the stories. That's after 4 years, you'd have a lot of stories of
Phil. Phil, before you lie here, do you understand the context of what he's saying? What happened there? He met Ernest Sundell like one day, in the day he met him, they were able to shower in the same spot. Same place. Okay. Of course, yep, you're looking at this as a perversion type of thing for some reason.
Well, I mean, you know, okay. You would have every day, you would have stories of getting in fights because, you know, when you're in
prison. Okay. So what do you want? What do you want? Grandma,
I mean, you would have stories of,
So he's going to please you. He's going to please you with what you want to hear. Okay.
Please.
That's he what you want. Okay.
But did, proof.
Okay, did you see or listen to Grandma when he was in the prison in the United States or the jail in the United States? He was talking about what happened to him there. Did you, by any chance?
Oh, I think he got into it with a black guy or something.
Yeah, okay, so he talked about that, didn't he?
Mm-hmm. Hey, wait, Jim, Kate Emma wants to know, do you know Germar personally, or is he are you related to him?
I've talked to Grandma many times.
Are you related to him?
No.
Okay, there you go, Kate Emma. There's your question answered. Yes.
But I just want to know why Phil would want to make Grandma look bad. Phil, just answer me that. Why in your the deep, your mind, okay, the crevices of your mind.
Recesses of the mind.
Whatever. Why do you want him to look bad?
Well, I don't, he says that the moon landing was
real. Wait, Phil, who cares about the moon landing? No,
I do.
Hold on. Okay, Phil gets mad with Monica. He gets mad with Grandma. There's things I don't agree with Grandma on too, but I don't make a big deal about him, make him look like he's a bad guy. But you do. If people don't agree with you 100%, you throw them out with the bathwater. That's what you do. If people don't agree with you 100%, I don't agree with Grandma 100%. There's some things he believes in science that I don't agree with, but I don't make a big deal about it like you are.
Well, the moon landing is a big deal.
Well, no, but you don't make a big deal. These people, they don't have an understanding that we have. So just leave them alone.
We're not even scientists. This is grade school level science that space is fake. And that the proof that these moon landings and all of NASA is just Hollywood South is in your face. It's so obvious.
You know it and I know it, but they don't see it that way.
Since Germar is already bucking the system, he's going against all the other chemists that he ever graduated with because he's saying that it's impossible that the Holocaust could have happened with Zyklon B the way they say. And so he's bucking the system. And so that means he knows the system is controlled. But it's only controlled when it comes to the Holocaust subject. In everything else, they're telling us the truth about it. It's impossible for all these people to lie to us about the moon landing. In his mind, that's what he's saying. And it's like, well, how can you say that? Because you're bucking the system.
Phil,
by saying
Phil, there's things I don't agree with you on, but I don't make those the issue of my friendship with you. You think that everybody has to agree with you. Why do you think that?
No, covering for the system, because once he knows that they lied to about the chemistry of Auschwitz, well, then that means he knows that they're lying about all this other scientific stuff.
No, he doesn't know that, Phil. He hasn't got into that probably. He's busy writing books and doing things that you're not doing. He's a very busy guy. He probably's never looked into it, even though, like I said, he believes the moon landing. Okay, well, he believes a lot of that stuff.
He could watch this show and realize that the space shuttle and all the fakery is fake, the Challenger. It takes all of 10 minutes. How busy is he?
Grandma wouldn't waste his time watching this show.
Oh, that's terrible.
I'm just telling you. Okay, he won't even dignify Phil because he thinks Phil's out of his mind. Okay, he won't dignify Phil in a conversation. Well, I mean, that says a lot. Okay, I do the same thing with people. If there's people that are crazy, I don't dignify the conversation with them because you're out of your mind.
Max Carter says, Phil convinced me Monica, Germa, and Jim are liars.
Good. I don't give a shit what you believe. Believe I'm a liar. I don't really care. You think I care about what you believe? You're some guy behind a computer in your mother's basement. looking at pornography all day.
You can't say that. He might be living in his father's basement for all we know. Come on, let's be fair.
These guys making comments. You think I give a shit about what your comment is?
Who in fuck is Gurma? It's Gurmar. I think you're making fun of your accent, Jim.
Well, look at
so
I just
get to the nukes, and so this
the,
is
the reason. Look at the reason why
is protecting the people, the nuclear physicists from the academia.
Oh, come on, Phil! You're still getting on this. How about just dropping it?
Does Gurmar believe in nukes?
With one thing.
Wait, does Gurmar believe?
So I think he remained silent on the issue, and but you see, this is the problem. See. You can't.
All he wants Jim to use his inside voice. Hey, that's what my mother used to say. Use your inside voice. Okay, that's funny. Okay, so hey. he believes in nukes. Okay, well, he can't be your friend off the top then, because you're fake nukes, Phil. And if he believes in nukes,
yeah, I mean, how could he be friends? Why would he even pretend to be my friend in the first place? Because Gurmar is never going to admit that the nuclear scientists have been lying to us for 85 years. He's never going to admit that. And so why would he even go on camera with me? It's because that's the name of my channel.
So the bottom line is you don't think Gurmar has any credibility because he believes in the moon landing. He believes in nukes. And basically he doesn't, he just doesn't align as a fakeologist in any way.
What they've been doing to us. And, we have to expose how the system works, and you can't expose how the system works by just sticking to one subject, the Holocaust. I mean, it happened 4 years ago, and you're not. I mean, it does prove how it started, but they didn't stop there. They kept going after the Holocaust, and it goes out like a spider web. And
yeah, it's endless. It's endless.
To just stay at the one part of the spider web and not explore what other stuff they've been doing, well, then you're not going to get anywhere. You're not going to.
Yeah, but Phil, you have all the answers. That's why.
Well,
no, he has all the questions. I don't think Phil has the answers.
Phil has all the answers. And if you don't agree with Phil on 100% what he believes, he won't have anything to deal with you.
No, well, just like a defense attorney, I don't have to prove my case. All I have to do is I got to prove that
reasonable doubt. No,
I got to have to prove the prosecution doesn't have a case. I don't have to prove my case.
All you have to do is show reasonable doubt, and that's it. The case is closed. That's how the justice system is supposed to work. If there's any doubt in the prosecution's case, then you must acquit.
Yeah.
If it doesn't fit, you must acquit. You remember that?
Yeah. And so
that's fake trial?
Yes.
I would go as basic as saying, if you believe the O.J. Simpson trial was real, then just about everything you believe is, to me, incorrect. Because if you fall for those stories, then it makes you incredible to me, not credible.
Yeah. Well.
Bear Pickle says, I love Jim, but he's being an ass.
Why? Okay. Why am I being an ass?
Okay, put it in the comments, Bear Pickle.
No, but what am I saying? I'm telling you.
Bear Pickle.
I'm telling you why I don't agree with Phil. Phil makes statements that he makes people look bad, but he doesn't follow it through. Okay, he slanders you to make you look bad, but then that's it. Okay, so now Gurmaz, he looks bad now. People are going to think he's crazy because Phil thinks he's crazy.
Seconds.
Hold on a sec.
Call her in her.
Going to give him some music.
Down by the St. Lawrence, where the cold
John the Beggar
play, lived John the Beggar with a mind that sways. He connects the dots in a curious maze. Oh, John the Beggar of the Bay. Reading the script while the world's on display with fakeologists they light up the grave.
Go ahead, John.
Well, I'll tell you, I really do agree with your statement that prison is for poor people.
Absolutely. If you don't have enough money, you don't even get bailed out.
That's right.
I couldn't hear what he said. So.
A beggar like me would get the worst sentence.
Oh, I said prison is for poor people. That's what it's for. Because if you don't have any money, you're going to stay in there for a long time. And by the way, Master Ace 80, I like your trolling tonight, but black guys killing blondes are fake. If you're talking about that one that we saw a few months ago on the transit there, yeah, that was fake. So if you think that's real, then go back to fakeology school.
I agree, though. That was a phony one.
That was phony baloney. What's your take on all this? Do you have a take on Germar and this whole controversy?
I have my questions about all those prison sentences over there. I don't think those laws would ultimately even stand up in their courts. That I just really have a hard time. I think a lot of that.
So do you think they went to German prison being charged with speaking the things about the Holocaust or about promoting National Socialism or promoting Hitler, whatever the laws there are on the books? Do you think they went to prison for those exact charges? And do you think they were real trials?
I really don't believe that they were real trials. And if they did go to a prison, it was a mighty nice one.
Okay, so you think that this is all stagecraft by the state?
I kind of do believe that it is.
And what is the purpose of it?
Just to keep people's mouths shut so they won't start going down the street giving Zig Heils and saying the government's full of bullshit.
Okay, that makes sense to me.
Tim, are you gonna address that I sent you an email today about...
Let me look. Wait.
I sent you a picture about the guy in up in Canada now. This is where you guys are now.
I'm okay. Looking.
Okay, Palin, Ken Palin. Submitted you don't think he went to jail. But there is a law there in, you know, Canada there that this is out of the Barnes Review, that there's a hate law there, and he violated it, and you don't think he did, right?
I listened to the interview with that guy and Monica. I was waiting for him to say one thing about where he was convicted, what was the charge. I didn't hear any of that.
Okay, hold
in
on.
That interview.
Do you think there might be a gag order on him?
I have no idea. I never.
No, but honestly, don't you think it's odd if he didn't say that? If he didn't,
I think it is very odd. That made it more suspicious.
Well, okay, but no, but that would make sense, wouldn't it? That there could be a gag order on him. Okay, so
okay, if there's a gag order, then show us the gag order.
That's, okay, that so they don't want him talking about something because they might send him back to prison.
Well, they don't want him talking about something that because he talked about something he couldn't talk about.
Okay, why don't you bring that picture up? Let people see it. It was in the Barnes Review today because you guys don't think he went to prison.
Okay, the Barnes Review. Tell everyone what that is.
Well, the Barnes Review was a really good historical magazine that comes out, I don't know, 3 or 4 times a year, and it covers a whole bunch of different topics. I mean, it's really a good revisionist type of magazine, you know, and they cover so many different articles. But anyway, it had that, you know, picture there I sent you to show you that.
I'll bring it up. I have no problem bringing it up. I just got your email right now. I didn't see it. So here it is right here. Uno momento. But no, there's nothing in that interview that he did with Monica that said anything factual about what happened.
Okay, so put that aside. Put it aside.
I can't put it aside.
Okay, so what do you think about this? You think this is true?
I think it is a criminal offense because I believe it was passed in an omnibus bill, a budget bill. It was tucked in there because it would not have passed on its own. So it was basically snuck in like they sneak in all kinds of other laws because I think most people... And I don't think this has been tested at all in courts, if it has.
Okay, so you don't think he went to jail?
I'm not going to say that. I just don't see evidence that he went through a trial and was convicted. I want to see all the CanLit, all these things are documented in the CanLit system. That's the justice system where they put all the charges online. So I'd like to see all of that. Now, I didn't say he didn't go to jail, but I don't know why he went to jail if he did go to jail.
Right, I think any defense attorney would have a field day.
I don't think the Barnes Review is official documentation. Like when I see a story in the media, Jim, that's all we do is question everything in the media because most of it is lies. So the Barnes Review is a third party of a third party. It's hearsay as far as I'm concerned.
Okay, so what happened here? Apparently that law didn't apply to Ken, right?
Again, I want to see documentation of the court case, of the conviction. I want the judges. I want people, names, places, and dates. Names, places, and date, as my friend Johnny, what's his name? Cerucci says.
Cerucci.
Yes, I want names, places, and dates. We need evidence.
I think any defense attorney would have a field day with these charges. This is a bonanza for a defense attorney. This is like, all he would need is just a defense attorney would say, "Are you going to really take us to court on this? Because we'll make this so big."
And has anyone? It says here in the Barnes Review, the Canadian courts have interpreted that to mean that any speech that the ruling elite does not like is not protected. What Canadian court? What is the court case? Is it the divisional court? Is it the Supreme Court of the province? Is it the appeal court of the province? Is it the Supreme Court of Canada? What court?
Tim, how about reasoning on this? It can't be the Supreme Court. It can't be the Supreme Court.
Why not?
So it has to be a lower court here. What?
Well, give me the court. You can't just say the Canadian court.
Okay. So the guy has a case before the Supreme Court? Are you kidding me?
I need names, dates. Oh. This is just hearsay, Jim. Sorry.
Okay, whatever you want. Work for me. You guys can believe what you want. You believe what you want. I'm just presenting it to you, okay? You know,
you're presenting a story in a...
Okay, you don't have to believe it. Forget I brought it up. Okay?
No, I'm not going
to
forget it. I can't. It's in the show. I'm not forgetting it. I'm just saying...
This would be a gift. A defense attorney would say, "Oh, thank you for this gift." And
it's in the food court.
And I think they say that they don't take a record. Didn't Sylvia Stoll say that they didn't take a court record of the proceedings? That is like so... out of the ordinary. Yeah.
To you, Phil, because you don't agree with it. But to you.
Well, if there's no court recording of the proceedings,
okay,
then
Phil,
you can't
can prove
you,
can you settle
ever happened.
Phil, can you settle something with me?
Okay.
Do you think the revisionists are a bunch of bullshitters?
I don't think you are, Jim. Jim, I think you are the real deal.
No, okay, forget me. But Phil, Phil, answer this. Do you think the revisionists are bullshitting this?
Wait a second. No. I think they're correctionists, aren't they?
No, Phil's the only correctionist out there because he has all the answers. So, Phil, are the revisionists bullshitters?
I think Phil has all the questions. I've never gone to Phil.
No, Phil, I'm asking Phil a question, Tim. Can he answer the question, please?
Okay, take it easy, Jim. I don't want you to blow a valve.
No, but you let him answer. Come on, Phil. Let's hear what you have to say.
The revisionists, ever since George Lincoln Rockwell, going up to James Mason, up to William Luther Pierce.
Phil, you're wasting time here. Yes or no? I'm asking you a yes or no question.
And so what they're doing is they're telling the truth about World War II, but then they divert on current events.
Okay, so a revisionist lying.
Let me take one case, like when William.
No,
Luther
no, Pierce. Phil. I just want an answer. Are revisionists lying? Because you seem like you're putting them all in the same one boat.
Yes, I think William Luther Pierce was lying when he was on.
Oh, I don't want it. I don't care about Luther Pierce. I don't agree with him either. Okay, on some things. So,
Jim, you're asking him to, you're asking him to say, make a blanket statement.
He's making a blanket statement.
Yeah, well, when William Luther Pierce agreed that he radicalized Timothy McVeigh.
Oh, then, Phil, you're wasting time here. I'm not talking about McVeigh. I'm talking about revisionists in general, Holocaust revisionists. Are we lying? The revisionists today, Monica, Gurma, me, and all the other ones that are out there, not many. Are we lying about something, Phil?
Well, in the spirit of William Luther Pierce, I think the modern
William Luther Pierce again.
Are still diverting on current events, just like William Luther Pierce.
So does that
mean, Phil? You didn't answer my question. You think I am Monica Gurma and whoever else is out there were liars?
Frankly. This whole Gaza situation should have been exposed 40 years
Phil,
ago.
You waste so much time talking about other nonsense. I just want an answer.
Gaza's
yes,
really
I know.
Nonsense.
Forget about Gaza.
Okay, hold on.
I don't care about Gaza.
40 years ago.
He's not going to give up. Is Jim a liar? Yes or no?
No.
Says no. I say Jim is not a liar. And
all of us are liars. When somebody
tells little white lies. But do you think Jim is a liar in the revisionist correctionist community? You can say yes or no. I don't think Jim will be offended if you say yes.
I think he misleads on current events.
Okay.
Phil, wait a minute. This has to do with revisionist information, not current events.
No, you're spot on about the Holocaust.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much.
4 years ago.
Okay, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Okay, hey, there's a you got one there.
We got a yes. Okay, Phil admitted that I'm correct on the Holocaust. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, so there you go. See, he agrees with you. But he misleads on other things, Phil, which makes him a liar?
Well, no, I never said anybody. He's just as much of a liar as I am because, you know, I say lies every day myself.
Okay. But on this topic we're talking about.
The Gurmark topic?
Yeah, do you think Jim is lying?
On Gurmar, I just can't say one way or another because I simply don't have access to the inside of the prison. Whatever happens inside prison stays inside prison. And unfortunately, when they get released from prison, there's all these gag orders and nobody can talk.
So
there's no way to prove anything.
Okay, so you don't think, I think you've made your case. You don't think that Gurmar is telling the truth about why, if he did go to jail, why he went to jail. That's your take. Say yes or no.
I suspect he did not go to jail
at all. So you don't think he went at all for any reason?
I'm 60-40. I'm 60-40 that he didn't go.
Do you think his story about running around nude at 4:30 in the morning and getting caught for indecent exposure? That he was
Tim.
Hold
on, Tim. You're slandering Gurma right now. That's not what happened. Okay, do you understand what happened? Running around, naked? What? That's slander. He wasn't running around naked.
What was he detained for?
What's that?
What was he arrested for, Jim?
Well, some kids made false charges against him.
Well, what was he arrested for?
Well, they got him for, indecent exposure or something.
Well, that's what I just said.
No, you said he was running around naked. No, he wasn't.
If I run from the side of the river into the river, that's running around, isn't it?
No. See, you're slandering him now, too.
Did he take his clothes off?
He went swimming in the river, and then he came up to go behind the bush.
Wearing?
He went swimming in the river nude. And
okay,
then he came up.
Indecent exposure in most counties.
No. It's only indecent if you're doing it in front of people.
No, I don't think you're allowed to run around without your.
Wait. Who saw him? Who saw him?
I have no. Whoever reported it?
Oh, no. They said they saw him. It got thrown out of court.
Okay, so then he wasn't charged.
Okay, there you go. And you're lying against him by saying
I am not lying.
He was running around naked.
He was detained on suspicion of indecent exposure. Okay,
that's right. And it went to court, and the guys wouldn't show up in court to go against him. They wouldn't show up. So what does that tell you?
So did he go to jail for any reason then?
Well, he went to jail because he left Pennsylvania, and they had a warrant out for him.
For what?
For that case.
So he left the state, they
had a warrant out for him, I guess. On Gurmah's site, he writes about the whole thing. You could read the whole story.
Okay, I'm not going to read it. I'm just asking.
He had a warrant on him, and he was driving up in New York, and they stopped him. And they saw him that he had a warrant, so they had to bring him back to Pennsylvania. So
why would he leave the state if they knew there was a warrant out for his arrest? He didn't.
I don't know. You got to read the whole story. I forgot.
Is that a good question, though?
Well, if you go to GurmahRudolph.com and read the whole story, you're going to get the whole story.
I don't have time to read.
I am telling you that he had a warrant. They arrested him. Okay. They brought him back to Pennsylvania. Okay. And then it had to go to court. And it went to court.
So he went to jail because of that, not because anything.
He got arrested and they brought him to jail because of that warrant. And they held him in jail.
But it wasn't because of his beliefs or his writings.
No. It was because of that situation that happened back in Pennsylvania.
Okay. All right.
But it was all cleared up. He had to pay a fine. You know, there was a fine. Wait,
Phil, do you believe he went to jail for that reason?
He might have. I don't think he spent.
Are you kidding me?
He spent four years in prison.
You don't believe he was in jail in New York? They didn't put him in jail in New York. He talked about it. You even said he met the black guy.
Do you believe he swims in the nude? Let's get that. Let's try that one.
sounds believable.
Okay,
I think, but that wouldn't land you 4 years in prison.
No. Okay. Do you think he went to jail in Germany for swimming in the nude?
I have no way to confirm.
I'm just asking the questions. I don't have any answers. I'm just asking. But you know what? Unfortunately, it's over an hour. We had a good time tonight. I don't know if we accomplished anything or solved anything, but we did. I think everyone got time to speak their mind, Jim.
Yep, that's fine.
Everyone.
Phil admitted that I was right about the Holocaust, so that's good.
Okay. All of it, or just parts?
William Luther Pierce was right about the Holocaust.
Okay.
But he did a lot of damage about that Oklahoma City bombing.
I agree with you, Phil. I agree with you. Okay.
Yeah.
But makes them suspicious. Is that right, Phil?
Yeah, because, in my lifetime, that Oklahoma City bombing, damaged my reputation. Because at the time, I sort of looked like Timothy McVeigh, and I could totally tell. The girlfriend I was with at the time dumped me so she could go out with a Mexican boyfriend. And
are you sure he just didn't bring her flowers, Phil? I mean, come on. Are you saying because you shaved your head?
I didn't want to have a baby that looked like Timothy McVeigh. It was the anti-white male sentiment, Phil, I
believe a lot of the stuff you say, but I'm not sure I believe that one. That one's a tough one. So I'm gonna call you out on that. I'm not gonna call you a liar to your face, but that's suspicious that you were dumped by your girlfriend for a Mexican guy just because she thought if you guys had children, it would look like Timothy McVeigh. That's a stretch.
Yeah, that's pretty close to what happened. Yeah, that's pretty close.
All right. Now you're blowing your credibility with me on that one. That one's tough.
Well, I know this girl, and I know how she thought, and I know how the news affected her. Yeah.
Okay. So, all right. Well.
So anyway, it was the anti-white male sentiment was thick in those days, and it was all anti-white male. Yeah, it was that.
John the Beggar, you got a closing comment before we wrap it up? We'll go around the room for closing comments.
Thing was fake.
the whole Oklahoma City was fake.
Yeah.
McVeigh was fake. His family was fake.
Yeah.
And there's so much fakery, it's hard to tell anything is real or not. You almost presume everything fake until it's proven real.
Right. Yeah, I agree. And it's worse now than it ever has been before, because now we got armchair warriors that can create excellent fakery right in their basements. You don't even need
that with CGI.
With AI. The AI is off the charts now. I can write songs. I can make videos. I can do all the things that the fakers would have only dreamed they had access to make the Zapruder film fakery. I mean, can you imagine how good? Well, I guess the Charlie Kirk thing is kind of an example. It wasn't that great. It was pretty good, though. But I don't think it fooled me or you or fake news.
Didn't fool me.
No, it didn't fake. Nope. Okay. It didn't fool you, right, Phil?
The
Charlie Kirk.
We broke it down the day it happened. Yeah. You just had to slow down the video and watch the blood come out of his neck. And
yeah, it was BS.
You could tell that it was not natural.
All right. I'll give you any closing comments there, Phil, before we wrap it up.
Yeah, I don't know. You said pretty much covered everything, pretty much everything. And nukes are fake. And the two latest shootings in Minneapolis are fake. And it's ICE is anti-white male propaganda also, just like Timothy McVeigh.
Okay.
And
Throwing everything in there. Okay.
Yeah.
you're just tossing them in.
May as well just shovel it all in there. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, Phil. And Jim, we'll give you the last word.
I like Phil. Okay. And he's helped me see a lot of things that gets me to question. And that's what I like about him. But I don't agree with him on everything. So he's got to understand that some people are not going to agree with him. But you can't just, throwing them out with the bathwater. Okay.
Jim, is he going to get you to question Garamar?
Well, I don't have any problem with Garamar.
No, but are you going to question Garamar and his whole shtick?
Well, no, I've talked to Garamar about all this stuff, about his being in prison, all the things that have happened to him. I mean, he had a whole marriage that was ruined when he went to prison. He lost his kids. He lost everything when he went to prison. And you guys don't believe that, but that's what happened.
All right. So you're not going to question him any further. You're good with
him. Well, I believe Garamar. He explained everything that happened to him.
So there's nothing no. Phil says that can discredit Garamar in your eyes.
No, I haven't had any problems with Garamar. Garamar's been very honest with me. I've interviewed him probably, a dozen times. I don't know. I've never had a problem with him.
Okay. All right. Well, I think we reached a detente. We reached the end of the show. Thank you guys for joining. Now, tomorrow, Lynn or Tell is on Thursdays because Frank can't do Thursdays. Frank was on yesterday. Lynn is on tomorrow. I bet you she's going to have something to say about tonight's show because I know she's listening. So thanks, everyone. Fakeologist.com/donate. Goodbye.
Bye.
Right. Goodbye. Bye now.
Bye-bye.